Adventures of a Young Pirate Queen, Season 3. Written by Triona Campbell. Episode 2.
Now, where was I?
You were about to have the best summer ever. But Great Granny was making you play host to some girl in her family.
Mochri, I was so disappointed. All my planning, and then suddenly Flaherty and I were standing outside the castle in our best and most uncomfortable clothes, waiting for the O'Kellys to arrive.
Bring the supplies over there.
Aye, sir.
Get the stables ready.
Yes, sir.
Make sure the stables are prepared.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We'll get it immediately, sir.
Stop fidgeting, Gronya.
I can't help it. I'm too hot and this dress is scratchy.
Will you please stop?
What is going on?
Nothing, Father.
Gronya, your mother and I have worked hard for this visit. We all have a part to play. You're not going to make this difficult, are you? No adventures while our guests are here, okay?
She's fine, Dad. Gronya is coming to stand over here by me, right? And you too, Flaherty. Fine. And Madra as well.
Keep them under control, Donal. We all need this to go well.
Open the gates. They're arriving.
Open the gates.
Yes, sir.
You're too slow. Open the gates. They're arriving.
Everyone is so tense, Donal. Why?
Stop fidgeting, Gronya. The O'Kellys have an alliance with most of the clans from around the Pale. And we aren't the only ones looking for a pact with them. You've heard the other stories. It makes who they sign with important.
I only remember one story about the O'Kellys. About a stone.
Stone of Fal.
They're the keepers of that stone? Is it real? I thought it was a legend.
You also thought that about the druid till you met him.
Good point. What's the deal with the stone?
You never listen to the old ones, do you? Fine, keep you quiet. It's from the time of the Tuatha De Danann. A magical stone that can reveal the future and knows the name of the next High King of Ireland.
But we haven't had a High King since...
Exactly. The stone has been silent for years, waiting. Some people say it was only a legend, but there are others. They say they could make the stone talk. Some of King Henry's men want to use it to claim the throne for him. If they had the stone, they could then say it had proclaimed Henry High King, the rightful ruler of this land. And if they had the stone...
No one could argue against them, because no one else would be able to hear it say anything. What does it look like?
I heard it was like a huge precious gem that sits on top of a stone plinth called the Stone of Destiny.
That is what they say, but few have seen it over the last few years. The O'Kellys took the gemstone and guard its whereabouts.
Honestly, do you think Henry in England cares about a stone in Meath?
I think Henry and his followers care about keeping his throne. That means keeping the nobles happy with money and land and keeping everyone else leaderless. What O'Kelly did may protect us from having the stone used against us. Also, there are other stories.
Like?
Some people say it can tell you the future.
After everything we went through with the druid, I think I can skip magic artifacts this summer.
I'm with you. But this visit... It feels different. Are we in danger, Donal? Is that why your father wants this treaty?
The more treaties we have, the more alliances, then the safer we'll be. Henry has no problems getting rid of those who aren't loyal to him. He'll replace them with the English lords if he needs. Right now, we always seem to be in danger. That's why everyone is on edge today.
So basically, we need to be nice.
Yes.
We aren't the only ones looking to win O'Kelly's friendship.
Look, they're arriving.
Catch the reins. Bring them across this way. Be careful.
That must be Maeve. She seems...
Gently now.
Normal, Gronya.
Here goes nothing. Welcome. You must be Maeve. I'm Gronya. Would you like to go for a walk around the castle with us?
Thank you. But it was a long journey. Perhaps you could show me to my room, so I might rest first.
Of course. This way.
Is that your brother Domhnall? Oh, and that must be Flaherty.
Yes. How did you know?
One of my mother's ladies is from Galway. Bit of a gossip. And a matchmaker.
Oh, I see. So what kind of things do you like to do? You ride, of course.
Not well. After 6 days of riding to get here, I can't wait to do something that doesn't involve a saddle.
Perhaps we could go for a swim later.
Oh, I don't swim. Kells is quite far away from the sea, so I never learnt. My mother and her friends taught me how to weave and embroider. And of course, I help out at our castle. Do you? Wait, is that a chicken the dog is chasing? Mud, I'm covered in it. That dog ruined my dress. I'm covered in mud.
Grania, wait. I haven't seen you since the visitors arrived.
I know. I'm still trying to make up for covering Maeve in mud, but I hope to escape later. Where are you and Modger going?
Beach. We thought we'd take one of the small boats out. Cook gave us food. Donald's coming too.
You have to be kidding me. You're going without me?
You are on visitor duty, remember? How's that going anyway? Is Maeve fun?
Honestly, Flaherty, oh, she never wants to do anything. I asked her to let me show her the castle or the village, but she didn't think it was ladylike to go anywhere without a maid and a guard, which makes everyone awkward. I mean, all she seems to want to do is stay indoors.
So, no sailing today?
Seemingly, that is not ladylike. And she can't swim and... Wait, you'd want to bring her out sailing?
She seemed kind when I met her, Grania. Plus, Modra did chase a chicken straight into her horse. And then she ended up covered in mud when she fell.
Yes, she went straight into the mud and it was all my fault. But seriously, it's the most memorable fun thing about her so far. We have nothing in common. She is so boring. I told you, I can't wait till... And that is precisely the same overly polite cough she does.
Grania, stop.
What? Oh, she's right behind me, isn't she? Maeve is standing right behind me.
I believe he was trying to warn you.
I'm sorry, Maeve.
Sorry for what you said? Or sorry I heard it? I was going to do some embroidery. My father thinks it'd be good if we spent some time together. Otherwise, I wouldn't bother you.
I don't really sew.
Grania.
I meant to say that I spoke out of turn. I'm sorry. It would be lovely to sew indoors with you. Unless you'd like to see the beach?
I promise to finish this piece for someone. I don't break my word. But don't feel you have to spend time with me.
Grania, she's trying to be nice. Meet her halfway?
Fine. I'll be right there. This visit can't end soon enough. Embroidery sounds great.
See you soon, Flaherty. Remember, you promised to show me how to shoot an arrow.
Of course. This evening? Let's go, Modra. Summer adventure awaits.
This is so unfair. And why is Flaherty spending time with her? Be good, Modra. Don't have too much fun.
More drinks. More drinks, please. When are they bringing out the food?
Maeve is lovely, isn't she?
Are we talking about the same person?
Yeah, Maeve. Our guest?
Well, if you like the kind who only stays indoors and is always sewing.
Be nice, Grania.
I am being nice. That is what she does and wants to do.
Are you two talking about Maeve? Oh, she's such a nice girl. Do you know, she came to help me gather herbs in the garden. Unasked, Grania. They just offered to help, then stayed, asking questions about how we use them as medicine. You could learn from her.
Has anyone here seen Flaherty? He was supposed to meet me here.
And she bakes. Our cook says she's excellent at baking.
Who are they dancing?
Wait. I see Flaherty. There he is, dancing
He's
with...
Dancing with Maeve.
They make a good pair. Now, I must organise the kitchen staff to serve.
He's smiling. Why is he smiling at her?
Did you see me, Grania? Maeve was teaching me this new dance. She is so...
Let me guess. Lovely?
Yes. That's it, Grania. Exactly. She is.
Excuse me, will you? Marjorie needs to go outside. Oh, Madra, thank God they're leaving after the festival and we can return to normal. Till then, maybe we could hide outside for a bit.
Grania? I've been looking for you. Your mother wants you back. It seems like the O'Kelly chief is making an announcement. Come on.
So much for hiding till they leave.
Why are you out here anyway?
Just wishing for things I shouldn't.
Friends, thank you so much for your hospitality. I want to continue the friendships we have started here these last few days, between my family, my people, and yours.
Well done. Brilliant.
With that in mind, I'm extending an invitation to the younger members of the families, Donal, Grania, and of course you, Flaherty. Come join my family and me when we leave for Meath. Spend some of the summer with us so we can continue to learn from each other. Strengthen what has begun.
On behalf of my children and my ward Flaherty, I accept your kind offer, Chief O'Kelly. A toast to strengthening our friendships.
To new friends.
Cheers! Yay.
Cheers! Isn't it exciting, Grania? We're going with Maeve and her family to Meath.
Our plans, the summer.
I've never been to Kells before.
I can't wait to show you my home. Grania, Flaherty, and of course you, Donal.
I can't wait to see it. Grania?
Of course. It's all just perfect.
I don't understand. Granny, didn't you want to travel across the country and see O'Kelly's castle? See the magic stone?
No. I wanted to stay where I was. Have the perfect summer with Flaherty that we had planned. And I was a bit frightened by the unknown, by how fast everything seemed to be changing. But once my father had accepted, I had to go. I knew I couldn't get out of it.
Did you see the stone? Did it tell you your destiny? The future?
Oh, I saw the stone, all right. Eventually. And, Machree, it landed me into the biggest adventure. One I never saw coming.
Episode 2 featuring the voices of Billy Traynor as Granny Grania, Sophia Campbell-Bernardo as Granddaughter, Millie O'Reilly as Young Grania, Elaine Harty as Margaret O'Malley, Emmett Kelly as Chief O'Malley, Fionn Flanagan as Donal, Harry Lynch as Flaherty, and Kerry Flaherty as Maeve O'Kelly. Directed by Nuno Bernardo, produced by Roisin Kearney. Series creator is Triona Campbell. Executive producer for RTE is Nikki Coughlin. Sound designer Adrian Santos. Produced by Roundstone Media Limited. The Young Pirate Queen Season 3 was commissioned by RTE Junior Radio and funded by RTE Independent Radio Productions and Commission Amon with a television license fee.